All aboard!
All aboard!
All aboard!
From Bonoboville, California, you are listening to FDR Radio, the abbreviation for Fuck the Rich. What I want you to do is get something to drink, or something to smoke, or something to rub all over you, and turn down the lights. Because when you listen to this show, you need to turn down the lights. And right now, I'm going to send you over to my great love, little blonde girl, skinny little one with little bones stuffed. I love those bones. It's better than chicken soup. You know what I'm talking about? It's Dr. Susie. Hi, Dr. Susie.
Hi, Captain Max. All aboard the train.
All aboard.
Through 2021.
We're in 2021, right? And we're going to go through 2021.
And oh, what a siege it was, huh? Yeah.
Wow.
Now, just to put it in a little historical perspective, on July 14th, 1789... a mob of angry Frenchmen stormed the Bastille to depose their king. And on January 6, 2021, a mob of angry Americans stormed the Capitol to try to impose their wannabe king on the rest of us. And it didn't really work, but it did a lot of damage. And so we're here to, kind of do the post-mortem, so to speak. No offense to the people that did actually die in the siege of the U.S. Capitol, an event that hasn't happened since the War of 1812, actually, when the Capitol was last breached. But, thanks to Senor Trump, these Americans, I guess not just any Americans, but Trump supporters and QAnoners, maggots,
QAnoners,
Proud Boys, stormed the Capitol.
Wow, brave guys you are.
They were hoping to somehow stop the certification of the electoral votes, which eventually took place anyway, establishing Joe Biden as U.S. president, but they were trying to stop it, which I guess is kind of a coup or an attempted coup d'etat. Well,
I think it's an attempted, bad attempted coup.
I like the German name, though.
What?
Putsch.
Oh, yeah, the putsch. It's like you're going to putsch. You're going to putsch.
You're going to putsch a putz.
Hey, no.
Into the office of the presidency that he was not voted into. He was voted out.
That's correct.
That's why they call it a putsch.
Sounds like a poop.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense to Germans. I'm part German. So,
no, I kind of like it.
It's nice. Putsch.
Putsch to putsch. So what the hell happened here? We're going to talk about that tonight on the train ride through 2021.
Later, they're going to open the dining car.
Great. What's for dinner?
We don't know yet, but we're going to find out. But the dining car is up towards the front of the train, and I'm sure that somebody's going to come by and let us know when the food is ready.
And the drinks. Don't forget the drinks.
I already have a drink.
I wouldn't mind one, in a few minutes.
Okay, let us know. They also, on this train, they serve joints.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
That's great. Well, that is one really great thing that happened in our recent election. There were a few great things. And one great thing is that, marijuana is now decriminalized in a lot of states, as well it should be.
Will we
need it to just handle everything that's going on here.
Will we go through a state where it's illegal and get pulled off the train and arrested?
We used to deal with that. They would search you and stuff like that. Still, people are in prison for marijuana.
40,000.
Just wrong.
40,000.
But back to the putsch or the siege. The... I like what my publisher, editor at Counterpunch, Jeffrey St. Clair, calls it, the sacking.
The sacking,
capital.
Right.
The sounds sacking. Like the Visigoths, you know, sacking Rome. And it's kind of like that. I mean, like, I remember waking up to it and seeing the colorful characters and recalling having seen a lot of calls to arms from the Trumpers and the maggots all over the internet. Everyone saw it. You know, people were getting T-shirts that said Civil War, January 6th. Right. 2021. Right. I still don't quite get why the Capitol Police didn't know about this, but I was not surprised to see them gathering.
They didn't call me. I could have told them.
I'll
tell them. I saw it on television. What are you talking about?
They're
man?
Very closed. We're going to talk a little bit more about our Capitol Police. But meanwhile, when I woke up and, you know, bleary-eyed, start looking at these pictures, and at first they seemed like kind of benign. I mean, no worse than any other Trumper rally, you know, kind of cuter in a way with a troop of furries or something, you know, with all these furry hats and Nordic style outfits, like almost like Commedia dell'arte characters. You know how much I love Commedia dell'arte. And it was almost like they were doing a LARP, a live action role play, or kind of like the Hobbit or the orcs with their tiny little dwarf hands, like tiny little Trump's hands. The Merry Trumpsters, like the Merry Pranksters of the 60s that used to go around on a bus, colorful, taking drugs, fantasizing a lot about stuff that isn't real. I mean, in a way, very similar. Wild, you know how Trump used that word? It's going to be wild.
It's going to be wild.
So I was thinking, it looks wild. But then, you know, I started to see, wait a second. They're getting into the Capitol. How are they doing that? At first, it wasn't clear how they got in there. And then I see it's not just these American flags and QAnon flags. They're flying Confederate flags and Nazi flags and Auschwitz camp T-shirts.
Yeah, and did you see the numbers on that shirt? It says 6 million.
Six million is not enough.
It's not enough.
Something like that, yeah.
Let's kill a few more of them.
I'm not going to take that personally, guys. You know that as a sex therapist, I talk to a lot of you and help you with your sexual fantasies. It seems like I need to help you with your political fantasies as well. I don't know if you want me to, but you got some problems there that have to be dealt with. And they're much worse problems than your sexual fantasies. Although, I do believe that sexual fantasies need to be released and dealt with in a positive way. And a lot of these efforts are due to undealt with sexual fantasies, especially with Trump as daddy.
You know,
a lot of these Proud Boys need a daddy to tell them what to do. Yeah. So, I started to see this, waving the Confederate flags, thinking, well, that's kind of messed up. But then I start to hear, hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. Now, I have no love for Mike Pence, believe me. He's a religious maniac, and I want to get him out of office, but I don't want to execute him. Like these guys, I mean, come on. He's been carrying water for your daddy for years, and now he just didn't want to do something he can't even do. And so they're ready to hang him. And I think they even created a gallows for him.
Yes, they did.
As I'm seeing, it starts to become more and more serious and crazy. And the maggots really are just swarming the place like maggots on a body. And later they found IEDs and Molotov cocktails, those zip ties, those handcuffs that they were intending to take hostages. They didn't do that, but people did die. People were killed. this woman was killed, I started to realize it was crazy. It was pretty bad. You know, but still, I'm seeing these images, like the guy in the horns. And of course, I love horns. I wear horns for Lupercalia, which is the original Valentine's Day. I wear horns for Krampus, which is, you know, the anti-Christmas. I love horns, but it just really almost made me not like horns, but I still like horns. But yeah, this guy, now I know his name, Jake Angeli, kind of a crazy guy. They were trying to say he was Antifa, but he's a total maggot.
No, he's a total maggot. And also, you know, he's a discreet, he's another stupid Italian. And I can say that because I'm Italian, okay?
Okay.
I'm an Italian guy. The Italians in this country, okay, are really awful. Not only can't they speak English, they can't even speak Italian.
I am not going to say anything against Italians.
I can. I can.
I actually love Italians in general. I married one.
Not me. They're nosy. They're loud.
Oh, come on. Like, it's so much fun to go to Italy. They all are friendly. Yeah. They squeeze your ass every once in a while. You know. By the way, just in case you don't know, that delightful peal of laughter is coming from our lovely assistant, Mariah.
Yes. Hi, Mariah.
Hello,
how
world.
You doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah. We're chew-chewing along here.
Choo-choo-choo.
Choo-choo-choo.
Past the siege. Right. We're trying to get through it. Hopefully they won't do it again. Yeah, because they're...
They're coming on the 20th.
Peerless feeder. Yeah. The Trumpus, like the Krampus, but real. Unfortunately, he is real. But he has this thing of gaslighting everybody about what he's really doing. You know, he says, get out there and fight, but make peace. Never surrender. I have nothing to do with this. I'm going to meet you at the Capitol, but I'm hanging out here, you know, in my secure tent with the Trump crime family. Anyway, speaking of family, he kind of reminds me of Charlie Manson, because Charlie also didn't go off and do those horrible murders, the Tate murders. He sent the Manson family to do the dirty work. So in a similar sort of way, Trump sent these people, these followers of his family, really. He wouldn't like to know that they're his family. But in a way, they are his extended family. They all think of him as their daddy.
Yeah, you know, there's the his family is very much like the slacker sackers that went to Washington. They also maraud and steal and
oh, now you're talking about Don Jr. and Ivanka
and the whole family. So they're
Eric
very similar. That's why
they are.
Yeah, you know, that's why they like each other.
Yeah, even Tiffany's getting to be like that.
Oh, really?
We're going to leave Barron out of this for now, but we're not sure about him. But the others are all on the take. They are.
Oh, yeah.
And they are wheeling and dealing all in criminal ways. And they were all instigating this siege, directing the siege implicitly. I mean, we saw a scene of them right before the siege took place, back there listening to Gloria, you know, which is an interesting choice. Yeah, right, an 80s song. Great song,
really great song.
But right. If you listen to the lyrics, it's all about, watch out, you're in trouble, Gloria. Don't be thinking you can get away with this stuff. You're not gonna. And they, of course, did not, I guess, get away
with
it.
Right.
They sure pushed it, you know, And they've been pushing it for weeks, months, I guess, ever since he lost. Even before he lost, he was kind of predicting he would lose because he knew he was going to lose on some level. And just predicting that there would have to be some sort of violent response from the Manson family. I mean, the Trump family or the Trumpers.
You might as well call them Manson family.
Because, you've had some experience.
Well, yeah. Actually, he's killed more people than Manson family.
Oh, yes. Okay? Much more.
So he's like He's like a mass mad bomber killer.
More Americans have died in the corona apocalypse than any other war but World War II.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so, and the Civil War. Okay, the, but we're catching
right,
up.
The Civil War. The
yeah,
Civil
that War. Was a lot of people dying. But they seem to want to have another Civil War. Some people
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah.
Very frightening. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri pumping his fist at the maggots in his little tight suit. Very nicely fitted, Josh, but we understand you were all alone during the siege when everybody else was huddled together. You had to huddle by yourself. No one wanted to huddle with you. And not just because you're probably contagious, but because they knew, they'd seen the pump fist. They knew that you were instigating this. Not quite as bad as Charlie Trump over there, but yeah, you were doing it. You were at the forefront. But yeah, Trump is the main one. Certainly, he's more and more deserving his title of a golf twittler, although he can't tweet anymore, right? I guess he could still golf.
Well, he's tweedleless and twaddleless, from what I can tell.
Yeah, yeah, Twitter cut him off. And I have mixed feelings about that, honestly.
I know. And
I don't like censorship.
Even
of complete lunatics. I wouldn't mind seeing Charlie Manson himself tweet from jail. But, you know, I'm all for hearing about these people and what they're up to. And, yeah, I do like Twitter putting their little notices that something is false. But I just kind of disagree with the silencing of people. I know everyone's celebrating that. And in a way I am, because I want to defeat Trump. I want him to be silenced. But I think it's a bad precedent to have these giant platforms that everybody depends on silencing people, because the next people to be silenced are the sex workers. They're already being silenced. We're going to talk about that later.
Exactly. They're already being silenced, and they're being silenced because they advocate sex and pleasure.
Right.
And finger fucking and ass fucking and tit sucking and all kinds of good things like that.
Good things.
These people advocate the destruction of our country, the beating of women,
yeah,
the shooting of innocent people.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you're going to advocate that kind of thing, all right, hey, you know what? You're not going to be on my station. You could be on somebody else's station, because you really haven't been censored. There's lots of places you can go. You have your own newspapers. You have your own radio stations. You have your own talk people. You know, give me a break. You're fucking right-wing Nazis. Mm. You don't like black people. You don't like yellow people. You don't like orange people. You don't like any of that. All you like is, what is that stuff that they do? Speed, or what is the other one?
Crack?
Crack. Yeah, you're all crackheads.
Well, okay? Trump seems to like Adderall.
Adderall, probably. Yeah. And
John Jr., though, I think he's on pricey stuff.
Oh, he's sniffing and sniffing away.
It's provided to him by his donors.
Right.
Yeah.
His dealer.
Literally.
Literally, right? Right. This is the other half of America. So what can we do as libertards? One thing that we can do as libertards is try to educate, to tell the truth.
Yeah. We try to tell the truth.
You're being taken for a ride from the guy that's been doing this all his life. All that money that you're giving for the legal fund and defense, that's not going for that. It's going to pay his debts. This guy's got more debts than Carter's has got liver pills.
And soon his legal costs as well.
Oh, yeah. And now when he's done.
And his ticket to Russia.
You know. I wish.
Somebody has to write a song. My eventually. Ticket to Russia.
Yeah. So, I mean, truth is important. And, of course, there are different opinions. Everyone has different opinions. But there are such things as facts. It's the whole idea of alternative facts has created QAnon and this, you know, love affair with political fantasy that is fed by drugs, but also fanned by these politicians, including, of course, Rudy, trial by combat, Giuliani. He actually said that. He said, you know, now that he's failed at all of his court proceedings, miserably, really, deeply failed, he advocated trial by combat. Now, if that's not encouragement to these folks to lay siege to the Capitol, I don't know what is.
That's a, that's an insurrection. That's a, that, actually, that's a firing squad kind of charge if you get convicted.
Also, just want to note that although some Capitol police were hurt, and some were seemed very courageous and fought courageously. One guy had his head stuck in the door or something. Really, really tough. And one guy died of his wounds. I think he was hit by a fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher.
You know, when you're hit by one of those things, that's it. You know, and yet, most of the Capitol Police did not put up a fight. Let the maggots in like they were tourists. Even better than tourists. They didn't even check anything. They just let them in. And some of them they took selfies with.
And souvenirs.
And, yeah, well, the maggots took souvenirs. I don't know if the police actually gave them the souvenirs, but honestly, I would not be surprised.
Surprise, right.
You know, because they were so friendly. Yeah. Later, I find out that some of the maggots were actual police from different forces around the country, as well as veterans from different branches of service.
Yeah.
So my question is, what happened with the Capitol Police? Were they in cahoots with Trump, with his new Secretary of Defense, who has no experience doing any kind of defense? And they just haven't so far, as of this train ride, answered those questions. They've just said, you know, something, they put out a statement about their courageous officers, but they haven't said, like, why didn't you guys know what everyone else knew, that all of these Trumpers were coming from all over the country in buses to get wild, as Trump encouraged.
I want to know who paid for those buses. There's a rumor.
There's a rumor that it's the wife of Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice. Ginny Thomas.
Ginny Thomas. This is the wife of our Supreme Court Justice.
It's doubtless that she encouraged the Trumpers.
Oh, yeah, she encouraged it.
And but she might have paid for the buses.
Yeah, it also turns out that she might have paid for the buses to transport these sackers.
Yeah.
And suckers, I would also call them, to the Capitol.
Yeah. So why weren't the Capitol Police more vigilant and careful? And you know, one obvious reason is this was a bunch of white people.
Mm-hmm. Right, of course.
That's an obvious reason. I think there's no doubt.
We are white people
reason.
With beards, okay? And big stomachs, and we drink beer.
And
we beat our
wives.
We're
your brothers. Yes, we beat our wives like you. I think that was a thing that was passing between them. I felt the chemical connection.
Right? Oh,
we are all messed up white people. And you know, they let them in. Hey, fellow messed up white guys, come on in.
It's like,
you know, and gals. There were quite a few gals there.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that that's part of it. But on the other hand, I have to say there's been other protests by white people. Certainly some of the Black Lives Matter protests that have been so violently dealt with by police have had some white people. But also like anti-war protests and, you know, anti-Trump protests, all kinds of protests that have involved white people have been pushed away from the Capitol. And why couldn't they do that this time? It's still a little bit of a mystery, but I think it's a combination of things.
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to say this. You know, I like all good cops, but there don't seem to be any. Now.
No, there are a few.
Yeah, there are a few.
Including our new DA, George Gascon of LA.
Hi, George. Like, how you doing? Okay, you're not going to put me in prison, right?
He's a former cop.
I'm a nice guy, okay? But in traveling around the world, I came to realize that police institutions are very right-wing, and that amongst them, there are a lot of Nazis, white thugs in uniforms with a shiny bag, killing in our name and beating people. And all of this, there's a few bad apples. Okay, there's a few bad apples. So where are all the good apples? And why aren't they coming out and going, hey, bad apple, what the fuck are you doing? You're going to go to prison, asshole.
Yeah, I actually heard a saying once, and it said, if you have 1,000 bad cops and one good cop, but that good cop doesn't say anything, then you have 1,001 bad cops.
Yeah, and the problem is it takes a lot of courage for 1 out of 1,000 cops to say something. And that's tough. And, you know, there are some, like I think George Gascon, there's like a few good apples, but most of the apples are so poisoned.
Yeah, so speak up, apples. When you go back to...
Make some apple juice.
Yeah, go to the police station, speak up. Say, hey, George, you can't do that. Captain, George just beat the shit out of this guy. He was 4 years old.
Mm.
And he feared for his life because the kid farted and he thought it was a shot. And then he shot him 12 times and the 4-year-old is dead.
And that happens all too often. It really does. And I agree. I encourage the good cops out there, but I also have to acknowledge the systemic racism and the systemic sadistic policing that we've been talking about for a while. And so, you know, that has to change. I think when they say defund the police to a great degree, that's what they're talking about. Of course, we need some kind of policing, some kind of security, but we need to... defund the systemic sadistic policing that we have and the systemic racist policing that we have.
I think we should build special prisons just for cops.
And just to go
put them all in
from
this.
The cops for a moment back to the Trumpers, just as viruses mutate, so do political movements. And Trumpism is kind of a mutation of what they call late stage capitalism. And it's a function of the theme of our shows, which is fuck the rich. FDR. FDR handled the rich fairly well when he was in office. And then it just got out of hand. And so now the rich have gotten quite a bit richer. Elon Musk, by the way, is now the richest man in the world.
By $1.5 billion.
All right.
The other guy will catch up tomorrow. No sweat.
Jeff Bezos and his dickhead. All right. So now the rich are getting richer. The middle class are getting poorer. And the poor are just dying from disease, from violence, and from sheer poverty, not being able to afford to take care of themselves and their children. And I mean, this is happening amongst all races in America. America is becoming like a third world country, even though we have some of the richest people in the world in this country. And we have so many great, rich resources in this country. But, yeah, we're giving it to the people that are already rich and starving the poor and the middle class. And Trumpism is really a mutation of that late-stage capitalism phenomenon that we are going through. And that's why, even though it's wonderful that we're getting rid of Trump, we also have to make these systemic changes. And I just want to keep pushing my Susie Award winners, Bernie and AOC, and their socialist ideas. Yep.
And Max and Susan.
Oh, well, yeah. Our ideas too.
We're just a little puny little piece of sand in the flying around like a piece of dust
or a snowflake,
but there's right But there's billions and billions and billions and billions of us, and we're bigger than you.
And a billion snowflakes create a snowstorm.
No storm.
Although I don't like the word storm these days because of the storming, you know. And I just want to quote a guy who is one of the, I guess he's a leader of Black Lives Matter or some just very smart guy named Devante Harris. Quote, this is directed to police. We're not asking you to shoot them like you shoot us. We're asking you to not shoot us like you don't shoot them.
Wow.
I don't even think that gal, what was her name? Ashley Babbitt. I mean, she seemed like kind of a jerk, you know, and QAnon. She's the one that was shot and killed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So here's an ex-Air Force officer with awards.
Yes.
With stuff on her chest besides her breasts. Okay. And she goes with the looters and the shooters to the Capitol.
Yeah.
Yeah, and breaks in.
Yeah, well, she was using her experience in the Air Force.
Yeah, so while you were in the Air Force, were you treating people like that also?
Probably.
Those under you?
Maybe.
Because you are a fucking Nazi.
Well, you know, in the military, they teach you to kill and to break into things. So, yeah, they also teach you restraint, and obviously she didn't learn that. But, you know, she seemed... But let's just say I'm not mourning for her, and I don't support her, and she's no hero. But I am not cheering her death. I don't cheer anybody's death. I'm a bonobo. And I just think, you know, they didn't kill any of those other people. Why'd they have to kill her? It didn't accomplish anything. The people were still pushing their way in. I just think they should have used tasers or whatever. But, yeah, she died. I hope she doesn't become a martyr.
I never defend cops, okay? But this cop was on the other side of the door, and there were windows.
Shoot her in the leg. Why do you have to shoot her in the chest?
Because there was a mob there.
Well,
Hey, you know, I'm sorry you died. But, you know, when you get up to wherever you're going, you're going to be questioned.
And again, if this was a Black Lives Matter insurrection or an anti-war insurrection,
there would have been a lot more dead people.
There would have been 100 Ashley Babbitts,
right,
or 200 or however many people there were. There would have been a bloodbath.
Yeah, when Black Lives Matter was across the street, they were gassed.
Right. Yeah, just and for being standing there.
No gas, but you could be in the Capitol and no gas.
No, I mean, no.
A little bit of gas. I saw gas in the pictures. I wasn't even sure if it was gas from the police or gas from the maggots, because they brought their own pepper spray. And
or
gas.
Was it the joint flatulation among 10,000 people?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah. I mean, is it the cows that are farting and ruining the environment?
Or the Trumpers?
Or is it the Trumpers? Or, forget the Trumpers, is it 7 billion of us who are going around farting all day and you know, and gassing the whole place? Anyway, just sorry, I...
No, that's good. I never thought of that it was perhaps the gas from their ass. So this is all going on. It's basically an attack on our nation's capital. You know, for what? To impose Trump as king, basically. To
can
impose
I
Trump
add
as
one
king.
Thing to that?
You can add many things.
Yeah. You said this is an assault on...
Assault on our nation's capital.
Okay. What this is, to me personally, and I was talking about it today, mm-hmm. this is an assault on me.
Mm.
On me.
Yes.
Forget everybody else. I have been assaulted. Every one of us, libertards, or people that don't think like Nazis, that want to change the world. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an assault on...
me.
I guess what we used to call American values. I'm not sure what American values are anymore.
Well, I remember the assault when I would be in my offices and stormtroopers would come in and put handcuffs on me for publishing tits and ass.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. All right. So that's, to me...
Hopefully they won't be coming back.
No, no, no.
We're going to talk more about that in a minute. But I do want to talk about what Trump was doing during the assault, right? He told everybody, I'm going to meet you in the Capitol. Well, he wasn't going to do any such thing. Are you kidding? He didn't want to get his hair messed up. But he didn't mind letting Pence and everybody, all his supporters, just deal with it. Meanwhile, what was he actually doing? He was enjoying watching the video, but also making phone calls. He and Rudy Trial by Combat Giuliani and Trump and probably Don Jr. as well were making phone calls to senators, maybe to a few congresspeople who are all cowering while these marauders are marauding through their office, really. You know, this was like their offices. A lot of school kids said, okay, now you know what it's like when you get an invader. We do this all the time. We have to hide under our desks. That's now great. You have to.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe you'll think a little more about assault weapons bans. But in any case, they're making calls. They're calling the wrong people, by the way, leaving these messages on the wrong voicemails. They're confused. You know, this is a very exciting time. It's wild, as Trump says. But they're doing this to try to get people to basically overthrow the results of the election, create a coup d'etat in which Trump would become the king, would stay the president, even though he didn't have the votes. And Ted Cruz came up with a very interesting idea. He should be in prison.
Ted Cruz.
Booze on Ted Cruz.
So you little schmuck.
He came up with an idea. This is very arcane. I don't even know if I should do this.
No, yes.
Yes, you think so?
Okay. I say yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
This is so weird because nobody knows who Rutherford B. Hayes was, right?
Right.
Okay, I happen to know. Well, why do I know? Because when I was 11 years old in my sixth grade class, everybody had to do a report on a different U.S. president.
Right.
And I was very excited about this because I was really into the presidents. Like some people are into the Beatles. I was also into the Beatles. But I was really into the presidents. In fact, my brother forced me, kind of. No violence involved.
I haven't heard that story yet.
He pressured me to learn to recite all the presidents of the United States. You want to hear?
Yes.
Sure, go ahead.
You want to hear?
Do it.
Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, Cleveland, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft, Wilson, Harding, Coolidge, Hoover, Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan. Now I start to slow down because this is when I wasn't reciting them. Bush, Clinton, Bush, and Obama, and Trump. All right.
Trump.
I'll wait for the applause.
It's great because I tell you, I've been trying to recite the alphabet, and I can't remember it.
And you all can see that I wasn't looking at any notes.
No,
I was doing that by heart.
That was done by heart.
I love that. Yeah. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Well, so anyway, so I was an awesome little kid. I've gone downhill since then, I tell you. I had some talent when I was 11. But anyway, I was excited to do a report on one of these presidents. I knew how to recite them. I didn't know really much about them except Washington and Lincoln. So I got assigned Rutherford B. Hayes. And I was really excited because I saw, okay, he was a pretty nice guy. He was of the party of Lincoln. The Republican Party at that time was liberal. And he was an abolitionist. And I thought, wow, cool. He was against slavery.
Right,
and
right.
They just won the Civil War, the anti-slavery folks, the Union. And so I thought, cool, cool. And then I'm reading more and more and finding out more. And I find out he is the weakest, least supported president that we've ever had. And maybe the least legitimate, maybe next to, at this point, Bush and Trump.
Yeah.
But before that, he was the least legitimate because at the time, and here's where the arcane stuff happens, they had the Union had just won the Civil War. The South had sent a bunch of delegates, electors, and they had all voted for the rival, which was Sam Tilden. And Tilden actually got more popular votes as well as electoral votes. But they made a deal. The Republicans and the Democrats made a deal in which Rutherford B. Hayes would be the president. He was an abolitionist and he was a Republican and a Lincoln guy. But that meant the South could kick out all the police of the Union and have Jim Crow laws. That's when the Jim Crow laws started. So it was really kind of a fucked up election, not one that you want to use as an example of anything good.
It's okay. You can cough on the mic. It's quite all right. We're in the age of cough.
Yes. No, we're not. No, we shouldn't ever cough.
We shouldn't
cough. I don't have COVID. I don't think I do.
No, you don't have COVID. I don't have COVID.
It was all that reciting of the presidents, you know.
Dries your mouth a little bit. Yeah, that's when you got to get down.
So anyway, Rutherford B. Hayes, it was called the Compromise of 1877. And that is what Ted Cruz wanted to do. He wanted to make a deal in which Trump could stay president, but whatever, something would be given to the Democrats in exchange. And, of course, he never got to that because it was absurd. But just for you folks that want to know the, you know, kind of technical details, historical.
Well, I just want to say this. As the largest and most listened to bar radio show in the world, I ask you, Ted, to step down. The time's now.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
Amen and a women.
Yeah, right.
A women.
And by
a
the
women.
Way, I'm really excited.
Let's say
that
a women
the,
again.
A women.
A women.
Because the chaplain for the House of Representatives said a women. I think he's, I'm not sure if he said a woman. People are misquoting and saying a woman. Folks, listen, I'm not sure what the chaplain himself said. But it's a women, okay? I've been saying this, what, how long? Since the 1990s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I get an amen? Can I get an a women?
Women?
Always say. And the reason you say a women is because it's not a man, it's a men. Mm-hmm. So it's not a woman, it's a women. So, yeah.
Now, you know where you got that, right?
Where did I get that?
No, where he got that.
He got that from me.
Yeah, of course. He's been watching the show.
The chaplain.
And you don't have to step down, chaplain.
No, I love the chaplain.
Yeah, that's all right.
I
we
want
love
him
you.
To keep doing that, actually.
We love you.
Even
you're
though
cool.
People make fun of him, Tucker Cruz.
Don't even worry about it.
Actually, did I say Tucker Cruz? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson. It's a combination of Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson.
Oh, he's
monster.
Another one, that one.
Yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't want to picture that monster.
Right. Tucker. Well, speaking of monsters, another thing this whole thing reminds me of when I see Trump, well, not so much Trump, but the enablers like Mitch McConnell and Lady G. And yes, I do call Lindsey Graham Lady G, even though it's politically incorrect. And I'm not making fun of gay people or trans people. What I'm trying to say is he is a trans person himself. He's a cross-dresser from what I hear from his sex workers. And the reason I am outing him is because he votes against any pro-sex legislation and votes for all anti-sex and anti-sex worker
Something
legislation.
Smells good. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I just was
No, you interrupted
nice
me, so you have
no,
to talk.
I had this nice
now,
smell.
Now, we'll talk about your smells.
Okay.
You smell Lady G.
Well, no.
He wears a certain kind of cologne that you might find.
You know what?
Attractive.
I grew up in the 1950s. I was 15 years old when I went back to Italy. And I would work at this restaurant or at the theater. And then I would walk back to my room. And I had to go through a park. And there in that park were what we used to call, not in Italy, but here, trannies.
No, you can't say that anymore.
No, no hold on a second.
Okay.
You're against censorship.
Yeah, that's true. But you shouldn't say it.
No. But at that time, here in America, they called trannies. In Italy, we go, oh yeah, those are people who like to dress up like that. Cool, huh? And we go about our business. So there was no fight. There was no fight. You know, you like this, I like this, you're not hurting me, everything's good, right? We're cool. We're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here in America, we tend to put everybody in shoe boxes. Mm. This one is this, and this one is called this, and this one is called that. And that's very divisive, very divisive. I mean, it might be cool because you're a member of the woke, maybe, who knows?
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, it's okay. The ideal that they give to us, not give to us, they just enforce it. It's like a indoctrination. The ideal is the enemy of the real. The reality of our humanity is just so beautiful and colorful. What do you want to joint? Okay, hold on a second. I'll be right back. What I'm doing right now, so you know, and if you're at home right now, I don't know where are you in your kit? Do you have stuff in your ears? Are you getting fucked in the ear with audio? I don't know where you are, or where you're sitting, whether you're in a fucking cardboard box, a limousine, or a prisoner in your mansion with all kinds of security around you, because you know that somebody wants a little piece of what you have. And they're coming to get you. They're coming to get you.
All right. Well, okay. On that note, great fear. Let's go back to the fear that is in the hearts of our leaders that I kind of like to see. As I was saying, you know, Lady G, you know, Ted Cruz,
I like
bitch for the rich. You guys are all the Frankensteins. And this is your monster. Now, speaking of the fearsome things that have happened,
I just want to say that in
the midst of all of this, you know, this, all this excitement, somebody asks me if I'm Susan Block.
Oh, yeah.
That is my name, right?
Right. That's your name.
But they ask if I'm Susan Block, the unhinged Trumper.
Unhinged
millionaire.
Trumper.
This is not some poor person.
Right.
You know, this is a millionaire who is in Ohio and apparently was forced to resign from the board of the Ohio Arts Council because she just posted on Facebook this gem. And I am going to read this out loud
because
I know the president's
What is this woman's name?
Her name is Susan Block.
Susan
but thank
Block.
Goodness, her full Susan. Name is Susan Allen Block. So let's call her that, please.
Okay.
Susan Allen Block.
Yeah, and let's put no association on our website.
No.
We have no association.
Even though my brother's middle name is Allen, which is kind of messed up.
Ah, so they stole from
they
us.
They stole everything.
They stole our identity.
My very identity. I feel like I'm a victim of identity theft. Okay? So she had posted on Facebook. Let me read this to you. And it's in all caps, so I might be speaking a little loudly. So, you know, you might want to stand back a little.
Yeah,
pull
sure,
your
sure.
earphones away from your ears.
No, I'm
there good. Will be no healing. We will drag this illegitimate president, his whore, VP, and all of the Democrats through the same shit they dragged President Trump and his supporters through for the last 5 years.
Woo! Holy shit.
Holy shit is right.
She's not your relative,
right? Susan Allen Block.
No,
I don't think so.
No.
But I don't know how common a name Block is. I'm worried now.
And who was fucking who?
And here's the thing. I don't think she's my relative, but I'm going to ask the rest of my family.
Okay.
Because this is serious.
Yeah, please. This is serious stuff.
You know, she she and her husband own the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the ultra-conservative Toledo Blade. The Blade. Otherwise known as. And the publisher and the editor of these publications happens to be...
Your classmate.
My classmate from Yale, who is the twin brother of Alan Block.
And I met him.
And this is John Block. And
I met him.
He's the guy with the bow tie.
Right, with the bow tie.
Right.
At the Yale class reunion that I went to
for
my class.
Right.
No, it's not for my class. It's for her class.
I got a Yale husband.
I went to UCLA. I married a girl from Yale. Okay. And, man, it's been good.
Yeah, well, you might think of Yale as being a place for, scholars, but it's apparently a place for maggots.
When you told me you were from Yale, I got a hard on.
All right.
I said, wow, Ivy League girl likes an Italian boy. I go, yeah. I can ride home to mom.
Well, you're smart compared to some of my classmates, obviously. I have these classmates that do these ridiculous things. I mean, I guess, a lot of them are legacy students, so they didn't get in because of their merit. They got in because of their family. I'm not saying what happened with the Blocks, but there's some controversial stuff. Just look him up on the internet. John Block, he apparently... did some things. I don't know if he really did those things. All I know is she really did this because it was on Facebook. So, I'm embarrassed. I have to say many times that is not me. And I don't know if I'll have to say that the rest of my life. I mean, this woman is wealthy and famous.
And also she's intruding on our brand.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? You're intruding in our brand.
Yeah, Google Alerts brings up the name Susan Block with her.
Right.
Yeah. At least she's not Dr. Susan Block.
Right. Well, it's okay, but that's too close.
Yeah. Too sometimes close. In the search engines they don't have the doctor. They just put
right. They just put Susan. Susan.
They just
It's too
close. Very disrespectful. I think they should be something should happen to them.
So I feel assaulted. You know how you said you felt assaulted?
Yeah.
I feel assaulted by this because she's got my name and she's saying these horrible, obnoxious things. And, she's also into the arts, which makes me feel weird because I'm kind of artsy.
She's about in the arts as I am in my ass. Okay, so...
Well, I'm sure she's got a lot of fine art in her house.
I'm sure she's got some fine
anyway,
art.
Anyway, Susan, stop. As one Susan Block to another, please, please wake up.
You're not going to be blazed. You're going to be glazed.
Don't make us Susan Blocks look that.
Yeah.
Really?
Don't ruin our name.
Please stop.
Okay?
Just stop. Just, stay with your millions.
It's
do
cool.
Whatever you need
Everything's
to do.
Good. Give me a little bit of it.
I wouldn't mind.
And give it to people that need it a
How
little
about
bit.
A donation?
Yeah, and by the way, not because you get a tax break. Oh, I'm going to give you $1 million so I can save $12 million. No. That's not good. That's not a good thing. You give it because you have heart. And because you know that all these people that are in need in one form or another have made you the billionaire that you are.
Exactly.
You're genius, and how the world reacts to you, now pay back.
All right,
you can send, they can send us money.
Yeah, it's all about what it means to fuck the rich.
We ain't got no money. We need some rich people. We don't want to fuck them.
No, I might.
Yeah,
it depends on your. I mean, I certainly have phone sex with them. I have phone sex with maggots.
Fucks are separate.
I'm all for different forms of virtual sex to have with all kinds of people.
Yeah, I got other kind of issues. I'm old.
That's you.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm an orgiast.
I might have to have.
I'm bonobo.
I don't know.
I'm very bonobo about that.
Yeah. Now. I'm still, what could I do? I could do a lot of things, you know. It's the thing that sometimes is a problem.
So here's my advice to the rich.
Yes.
Get fucked. it's better to be fucked than eaten.
Yeah, because that's what's going to happen to you. I'm not going to do it because I'm a fucking bonobo, man. I don't want to hurt
anybody.
And
bonobos
nobody.
Like fucking. Yeah. And we love everybody, yeah. really. I mean, we love strangers yeah. as much as we love our friends. And I do, I mean, I don't know how you feel, Max, but I do love a lot of Trump supporters. I love them. I have a lot of love for them.
Yeah, let me say this. The Trump supporters, okay, come to us to be healed, and they pay a lot of money. And they pay that money because we're basically a lefty-lefty to the left of the left kind of organization. And we put all that into what Gurdjieff talked about is the material question. If you have a roof, if you have food on the table, you can now look to the future and you can look to happiness.
The pursuit of happiness.
The pursuit of happiness.
Something to do
with
Thomas Jefferson.
If you don't have a fucking roof, if you don't have a table with food on it, there's no route. Forget heaven. We're on earth. There's no route.
I don't need the table. I'll settle for a bar. But yeah, I mean, the food you got to have, and you know, you got to have some of that stuff. You do. Yeah. That's why we're kind of quasi-socialist. We don't know what the perfect government looks like, but we just need a little bit of socialism, and not just socialism for the rich, which is what we already have. We need socialism for the rest of us. And I'm excited, and I want to push these Democrats, my friendly Democrats, who are now gonna, you know, have some power. And by the way, let's have three cheers and a bonobo beer for Stacey Abrams in Georgia.
Excuse me, she's
my hero right now. I mean, she was a little bit before. Anyway, I just thought she was pretty cool for losing. You know what I say about surrender? You know, sometimes it's important to surrender and then you find you're winning. And that is what she did. She did the perfect example of that. She surrendered even though she knew it was wrong, but she knew that other people also knew about the wrongness of that vote for the governorship of Georgia. And of course now Brian Kemp, who stole that election in a way, he's gotten a taste of getting kicked by Trump himself, who supported him. But because he tried to be a little bit honest and say, no, we can't change the vote. You know, he got kicked by daddy. Oh, my. So
and
Stacey Abrams, she got her two guys in there. And they are two very interesting guys. One of them is, of course, the Reverend Warnock. And he is the first black senator from Georgia. And the other one
is also a Jewish preacher.
Son of an immigrant, Ossoff. And yeah, Warnock is from the same church, the Ebenezer Baptist Church, which is a radical church. You know, they were kept trying to say it's not a radical church. And okay, it's not really, but it is.
It is, of course, a cool
radical church. It's Martin Luther King's church. It's the church of politics and of caring about people, you know. And I'm all for that kind of church. Amen and amen. You know, I don't like seeing religion used in this terrible way that it is mostly used by the right wing. But, you know, I have to say, even though I myself am not religious and I do a lot of parody of religion, I admire a lot of great religious people like Father Berrigan, the Berrigan brothers, the anti-war movement. And
a lot of good religious radicals.
And of course, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
Luther King, right?
Yes. Yeah. And now we have the Reverend Warnock. And I have high hopes for him. I have high hopes for Ossoff. Nice Jewish boy. So he, you know, now we got the Democrats.
Right.
And so we better do some good shit.
That's right. Send out checks now. We're socialists.
Let's fuck the rich a little bit, nicely, very nicely. Get them to cough up some of their money.
Let's make a loan.
Nicely.
We can make a loan.
Right.
Go more in debt. You know, that's what FDR did. He brought the country and told that, and it grew.
He was that kind of Democrat that gave some of the riches of this country to the people of this country, which consist mostly of immigrants, aside from the natives. And he wasn't very good to the natives, by the way. He had his faults, FDR. But we have got to be these natives hold. They're sort of like the bonobos. They hold the key to understanding, I think, how to deal with this land, which white people committed terrible genocide on in order to take over. And this is one of the reasons that the siege was accepted by these police.
Yeah,
is because this is, you know. I hate to say it because I don't think it's the only American way, but it is an American way, the way of force. And it's a way that is too glorified in this country. And I think it's glorified in a lot of countries. It was certainly glorified by Nazi Germany. I just want to say about this woman, what was her name? Mary Miller, who is the name of a Yale, the master of Sabre College when she invited me and then disinvited that's a whole story censorship.
Dr. Susie just caused a riot at Yale.
Let's not call it a riot.
Not a riot. It was a good riot.
No, it was very peaceful.
Yeah, they came in and the singers sang to us. And what did they sing to you, darling girl?
Oh, they sang all kinds of songs.
Yeah, when we were at the bar at the...
This is a trick question.
No, it's not a trick.
I don't remember. They
came to sing at the... They came to sing at the speakeasy.
Women Rhythm is the name of the group, but they sang a bunch of standards.
Yeah, no, but they came into the bar.
Oh, the Lady is a Tramp.
Right, that's what you say.
I took it as a compliment.
They surrounded her table and they did the thing without no music.
Acapella.
Acapella, that's it.
And they sang
like
the Lady
that.
Is a Tramp.
Yeah, and then they came to sing at the speakeasy.
I'll take that. Yeah. Just like I'll take the name slut, as long as it is uttered in a positive way. And I felt that it was sung in a positive way.
Yeah.
But anyway,
this other woman
has the name Mary Miller, and I'm sure my Mary Miller is upset about this. But she said, Hitler was right about one thing. What the fuck, lady? Whoever has the youth has
from the
arts. Future. Okay, so that phrase, whoever has the youth has the future. That is just like so fucking obvious. Of course, everybody says that. Anybody could say that because the old people going to die, the young people going to keep living unless climate change and COVID kills them. But usually they keep living. So yes, they have the future. You could have picked any other person on earth to say so-and-so said this. But no, you pick Hitler. And you are fired or whatever you are. Right. I don't know. And you're trying to say it was taken out of context. Whatever. Why are you quoting Hitler in a positive way? What is wrong with you? You need therapy, lady.
You're numb nuts, man.
It's never
now,
okay to quote
personally,
Hitler.
Personally, I hope our children, none of whom are mine, actually.
They're not mine.
They're not mine. No, well, some of them are yours.
Some of them are mine.
I am a stepmother. Yeah.
I repent. Hey, no problem.
I'm married into that. But on a biological level, I am child-free. So, you know, I'm not saying this in a personal way, but I just hope the future, the children of the future, the general children, learn that, you know, violence is not the answer.
It's not good. No, it's not good for you, for your body.
I don't know if they're learning that by watching this siege. These guys seem to have gotten away with it. I hope they are being pursued as they should be. They should go to jail for a little while, not forever. But, you know, they should. I don't know. I don't like jail. I don't like
the whole thing, you gotta
defund the prisons too. But you gotta do something with these guys.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way, because you draconianly, is that a word? dealt with the Black Lives Matter protesters.
We make up.
words.
And because of the way, did you see what they did to the 92-year-old guy who was protesting Julian Assange being kept in Belmarsh prison? That upsets me so much.
What did they do to him?
Well, they handcuffed him. They threw him on the ground. He's 92 years old.
You see, that's a personal assault on me. On all of us.
Yeah. He's a white guy, whatever. He's 92 years old. You know, it doesn't, you know, what matters is he was peacefully protesting.
Right.
And they were dislocating his shoulder.
And
it's terrible. Another guy they showed some video of who was in the Capitol.
It's all over the world.
Was protesting the female head of Abu Ghraib. I forget her name right now. Anyway, these people are dealt with so violently by the Capitol Police. And here they welcome these marauders in.
Because our police forces have to be cleaned out.
And that is the only
they
way.
They have to be cleaned out.
Our
fuck
children.
The funding. Fuck all. We got to clean them out. We got to give them money, but we got to clean them out.
And that is the only way our children, or actually your children.
Not my children.
Well,
yeah, my
you
children.
You being my darling listener, who I love.
I have a very interesting family.
Who I want to make love to.
I'm a lucky to give the family back.
I want to kiss you.
But the God has said...
I want to fuck you. I want to give you head.
Okay, you know, one of the reasons that I'm sitting here.
And I want to tell you that violence is not the answer.
Right.
That sex is the answer. Yeah. And that sex is quite as interesting as violence. The violence is very, very interesting. I grant you that. It's got our eyeballs.
Yeah.
Sex would too. It's just that sex is censored.
Right. Licking vagina is not. Good. It's tasty. Right? Licking vagina?
Right. Licking vagina. And now, you know, you're really licking the vulva for the most part. Unless you're sticking your tongue all the way in there.
No, you got to put it all.
That's kind of rough. So I think for the most part you're licking the vulva, but I just like to say licking pussy.
Okay, hold on a second. Hi. Listen, you've been listening to this, right? So are you, what are you doing right now?
Probably masturbating.
Are you masturbating? Yeah. Do you want to come with us? And
I hope so.
And stream with us?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm.
Wow.
Open up your mind and your heart.
Yeah.
And your legs.
One day, if you're really good and you give me a big hug, then I play some very special train tapes for you.
Yes. The Great Erotic Train Ride.
Great Erotic
Featuring
Train
the
Ride.
Sleeper car.
Yeah. Oof.
We fell in love in the sleeper car, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's got a lot of taboo stuff in it.
We were kissing for hours. We had a little studio like this. And that's when we also did Desert Susan.
Around the same time. I think we did Desert Susan first.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And then we got so excited from that. You know, we joined together in politics, and we couldn't talk about politics without being very sexy. So then we thought, well, maybe we should just be sexy. And so we did a whole sexy tape.
Yeah.
It really, I don't know. It's one of our least political things, the Great Erotic Train Ride. Office Fantasies, it gets to be a little bit more about the politics
of
the office. But it's politically incorrect.
It's totally incorrect. Woke! Okay,
yeah.
It's totally politically incorrect, but you got to listen to it.
No, it's great. The platform car is very BDSM.
They can listen to it for free.
They can, on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
What's our SoundCloud? Just Dr. Susan Block Show
or
somewhere?
Or they can go to Clipperama. And it's free there, and you can watch the ladies dancing. I'm drunk, so...
You're waving your hand at me like I'm expected to be the teleprompter or something.
Help me, please.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm stoned.
The
and
ladies
I'm
dancing.
So happy. And
ladies are, you know, we used to have so many ladies dancing at at the speakeasy.
You heard the other experience.
We called this the speakeasy.
That's
we
a
also
new experience.
Had the Villa Piacere. Pleasure House.
Pleasure
we
House.
We had ladies dancing, people fucking, whipping, kissing.
We were the radicals of downtown L.A. There was
and
nobody.
The Hollywood there. Hills.
And the Hollywood Hills. I mean,
and for a while, Westwood Boulevard.
Oh, and Westwood Boulevard, where I got stabbed.
Yeah.
Well,
that,
hello.
That's a whole story. We don't want to get into that right
we'll hold
now.
That. We'll
but
tell you about
that
it
that was
one day.
Quite. It had a happy ending, yeah. Sort of. Although you still feel
no,
the wound from the hospital, not from the stabbing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, he stabbed me first, so.
It got us more security conscious.
Right.
That's what
right.
it did.
That's why I'm so paranoid.
Yeah. Well,
just check
know.
The doors.
You know, there's
are there
a,
any Christians
a lot
at the door?
Violence rising in
the
America
Christians
right now.
The Christians are coming.
The homicide rate is up.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's poor. Oh, you know, there was a time.
And even the rich are not happy. And like this woman, this Susan Allen Block, she does not seem like a happy person at all. She's upset. She's angry. She has all the money you could want, it seems.
But
she's angry that she's not getting her way.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what, Blocks? We're also Blocks.
I'm a Block.
She's a Block.
He's a Block by marriage,
I'm
which
a
is a Block.
I'm a Block by marriage.
It's
I'm
a terrible
Block
name.
Anyway.
Terrible name.
I love that name.
I hate it.
She always says, change my name. No, don't change no fucking
name. I
know. Name.
I never changed
it. H&R Block.
I tried it. I tried to change it. I tried to change my name to Marilyn Suzanne for a while.
No.
Because Marilyn's my middle name and Susan is my first name, so I was going to go myself.
I
Marilyn Suzanne.
I love
Locke. But it didn't work. It just sounded
that was kind of funny,
too much like a just a bad romance novel name. And by the way, Stacey Abrams also writes romance novels. She is such an incredible. I have to find out more about her.
Let's get
but
her
she
on
does.
The show.
I would like to read her romance novel.
Yeah, let's read her romance.
And vote for her for whatever she runs
and
for.
And vote for her.
Yes. Yep. She's an organizer.
Oh, no, she's cool.
She's very bonobo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she looks great when she's dressed in
I'm
the kind
her,
of 1776 outfits.
Here. Yeah, but maybe she can help us.
Help us. Help us. Help us.
Help us. And the other thing that I want to say to all you...
Maybe we can get her... Oh,
yeah, go
I interrupted
ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
You say the other thing
okay.
you wanted to say, and then I
forgot
I want to say
now.
Something. Oh, shit. See, this is the story of our marriage. Okay, so Stacey Abrams, she's, you know, she writes romance novels, which are not exactly erotica, although a lot of them have very erotic sections.
Oh.
So I'm hoping she might... You know, like AOC, have a soft spot, or so to speak, a wet spot, or just be favorably disposed to sex and sexual freedom and sex workers. I don't know, really. But in any case, sex and sexual freedom, freedom of speech, and the freedom of sex workers to just live is really under attack right now. As it often is, but it's under attack a lot right now. And I Max is being attacked by Max is under attack right now.
I'm under attack.
You can hear it.
By
he's
smoke
under attack.
And debris.
We all are.
My lungs.
It's now become a cause of death. Okay. So
I gotta clap for that one because
so. I just want to just say one thing because, and then that's
yeah,
it.
Go ahead.
You know,
no,
and then
no,
you
not
say
one
your thing.
Oh, hey,
okay.
No.
Well, this is basically one thing
I
with
it.
Three parts. The first part is that I'm going to do an interview with Robbie Martin.
Robbie Martin.
Fluorescent Gray.
Yeah.
Abby Martin's brother.
Oh, Abby Martin. Wow.
She has a baby now.
I know, but when she didn't have the baby.
I'm sure she's still very sexy.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she is.
And she's always really amazing.
She's
smart.
Very smart. Very smart woman.
Extremely smart. Extremely just everything wonderful. So her brother is very cool, too. Mm-hmm. We've been kind of talking back and forth. And I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I think just a lot of different things. Although he was asking me about, the recent controversy with Pornhub. and the legislation that is being crafted very quickly.
Very quickly.
And in a bipartisan manner.
Oh,
these people
yes.
can't get together on anything.
Except
they can't send us a fucking check.
You can't look at those pictures and those videos.
But they can get together, the Democrats and the Republicans can get together to limit our sexual speech and harm sex workers. That they can get together for. So anyway, so Pornhub, you know, has had this controversy. I guess the Nicholas Kristof, who is always looking for sexual trafficking. And I acknowledge sexual trafficking does go on. And it is a terrible thing. And it should not go on. And you need, you guys who want to, you know, really put a stop to it, you need to differentiate it, which is non-consensual commercial sex, where people are being forced to have sex, and some of these people might be underage or not, but they're being forced, and it's rape, basically. It's rape. And this is illegal, and it should be pursued as an illegal activity that it is. But you got to differentiate that from the people that indulge in and make their living from commercial sex consensually. It's a big, big difference. And by commercial sex, I mean the hooker on the street. I mean Playboy magazine, although that doesn't exist anymore. Well, Pornhub, I guess. I mean the people that...
They want to register us. They want to register us as Jews. Oh. Yeah, that's what it's
I think
about.
I'm already registered as a Jew. Oh.
Well, I'm part Jewish. I mean, I'm Jewish.
But I know what you mean. What they want to do is put us in a gulag, put us in a certain section.
This is the right wing.
Yes, it's the right wing, but the left wing goes along with it. Because, not just goes along with it, but there's
I get it, but the right wing has been pushing this shit for years.
And behind the Nicholas Kristof article in the New York Times, all about how a couple, I don't know, maybe they're out of millions and millions of videos, there were a few, some amount, that maybe 100 or so, that were involving people that said, no, that's, I didn't give my permission for that.
Right.
You know,
and
of course they should be removed and they should be punished, but they're punishing everybody on Pornhub. And by the way, I'm not on Pornhub, so I kind of
understand that, because now it's just the corporations, and there's no judge, there's no jury, there's no literary sense of anything. Writing today is called content.
Yes. it's not the same when you could cite Henry Miller as an example.
I wrote of content. I'm a content person.
Sexual expression with value to society.
Content.
Anyway, this Nicholas Kristof article.
How to be a master of context. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Go on.
No.
It's okay. I'm a little drunk and I'm very excited. And we had a tough day today and we got everything done. And
are you interested in what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
No. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I know. Go on.
What am I talking about?
Don't put me on the stop. I'm not a very good student.
It's not the stop, honey. It's the spot.
The spot.
I'm talking about your livelihood and your freedom of expression.
My freedom of expression has cost me a lot in my life. A lot. I've been accused of everything. I'm like this devil incarnate.
Tell me about it.
No, I don't want to tell you all about it right now. Aww. But I do want to say to all my old friends that lived with me through the 70s and the 80s and the arrests and the raids and the pain. They were there then. They've been working on this a long time. They've been working on this a long time. Fuck you. I got you under my microscope. I know who you are. Don't tell me no stories. Oh, I'm sorry.
So I got speaking of stories, I don't know. Does anybody want to know about this law that they're creating going to take away even more of our rights?
Absolutely. I was just drunk. And
we don't have to know. You know, a lot of people want to live in a fantasy.
No. I want to know.
And they want to live in their memories. They don't want to live.
We're going to have sex
in the present
this, or
the future. Only if you listen to me.
Oh, okay.
No, I would have sex with you anyway.
Oh, I know that.
Because you know.
That's why I'm sitting here
I'm
doing
horny.
This.
That's why we do everything.
It's my horny housewife.
It's our motivation.
Yeah.
Sexual love, sexual excitement. I think that was the motivation for a lot of people storming the Capitol. I think they wanted to do something exciting. And I think that was exciting for them. Mm-hmm. And I think it's tragic and awful. And that's why these people need therapy in a padded cell, of course. But they need therapy. They need to learn that there are other ways to get excitement. And
I think one thing that you
sex
have.
Needs to be more honored and less denigrated.
Right.
So let me tell you about this this
go
law.
Mm-hmm.
So this article by Nicholas Kristof was written in collaboration with a Christian anti-porn group called Exodus Cry. You can look them up.
Exodus.
And it just requires a lot more documentation. Actually, what it requires is not all that different than what's required now. The thing of it is, it puts fear in the hearts of all of these platform
owners. You
have to
sign the cry form.
Yeah.
And
fear.
It makes you cry.
I'm gonna fucking hate you, baby.
You're gonna make an Exodus cry.
I'm gonna take away
your
money.
And guess what? They don't want to feel fear just like you don't.
Oh, no.
So they're just going to kick sex workers off their platforms. That's easy.
That's very easy.
That's much easier. It's much easier to censor, as they're all doing now anyway, and they're going to just do it more because this is a law that they're creating basically based on this article
they may be coming to visit us.
Shut down Pornhub. Yep. Mm-hmm. and shut down Pornhub, of course, but they shut down a lot of independent sex workers that are making their livings through Pornhub. I don't care too much about the millionaires that own Pornhub, or maybe they're billionaires. I care about the sex workers that make their little $1,000 a month or whatever they make from posting their videos and enticing people to come to their OnlyFans or whatever they do.
Yeah.
And this is who's getting hurt by this law that says that any kind of sexual content has to be like signed, sealed, and delivered, and everybody's ID. Also, it puts at risk sex workers who put their real names and give their addresses and their phone numbers. They've
got to
provide
all
of
that.
No,
that's what the Nazis did.
And then, of course, what if somebody hacks them?
And then everybody reports.
Yeah.
All right, you're all under arrest.
So this is a very Nazi-ish thing.
You're going
thing.
Away to the camps.
And, of course, some of the first people besides the Jews to go away to the camps were the hookers.
Oh, yeah, the hookers.
And trans people and gay people. And people that were sexually a little bit whatever, different or whatever. So this is very worrisome. And what's especially worrisome is that it is a bipartisan effort. Let's see. Who are the people involved in this?
Oh,
world?
Tell me all the people.
Yeah.
If you hear the people's name and you know who they are, say hi.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the porn abolitionist movement.
Oh, porn abolitionist movement. Yeah. Hi there. How you guys doing? Yeah. Hi. How you doing?
So it's a law called...
You're getting me horny, man.
CISEA.
What's your name?
Stop Internet Sexual Exploitation Act. And it is proposed by Oregon's U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley, who is a Democrat.
Democrat.
From Oregon.
Oregon.
Yes, where the Naked Athena is from. We just gave you an award, Naked Athena.
We should call. We should send him an educational package.
And U.S. Senator Ben Sasse.
Oh, he should get one, too.
So
I don't know what
Ben.
He did.
But. He's a Republican.
Oh, send him, too. He can share
right.
him. We're socialists.
They're putting forth this law that is just, you know, just going to make people so confused. And It's wildly unconstitutional, and if implemented, would just silence sexual speech, and it would certainly harm sex workers and probably wouldn't catch any more traffickers.
And one thing that I've learned, because I'm kind of an old pervert, you know, I'm like, how old am I now?
See, you put me on the spot or the stop all the time.
77. And I've been hearing this conversation since they were bombing me in Italy as a little boy.
Well, and
it's always the right wing and the left wing, but the left wing is the future.
Well,
that's where your heart is.
Yeah, I guess
right wing has got nothing. It's got like some fucking bones, which are very nice actually to touch and lick. Excuse me. I won't resign, no matter what.
Anyway, so so Lady G supports this, and so do a lot of other people.
What does she support? Problem.
Well, this anti-sex law. See ya later. You know, anyway, it's just like Sesta Fosta.
Right.
Just a little bit worse.
Right. But now we got liberals in there.
Well, yeah.
So sort of.
So we have to try to appeal to the liberals. That's why I mentioned, you know, people like AOC and maybe Stacey Abrams. And
there's another one, but I don't know where my notebook is with all my notes in it.
Mm.
Anyway, she's a very important hot chick that worked. Oh, whoop! It's very good. The whole thing's great.
The hot chick. We're all sitting at the edge of our chairs trying to figure out who the hot chick is. Some hot chick in the Senate or in Congress?
Somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. There's quite a few hot chicks.
No, there's a lot of beautiful humanity, and it comes in all shapes.
I like being called
a
hot chick. They might too. We mean it in the best sense. I don't think, like, for instance, AOC minds being called a hot chick. I think as long as you acknowledge her.
If I was a little kid, I'd be jerking off
to
her. Okay?
More
that's what I'd
important
be doing.
Qualities. If you acknowledge that as well.
It's AOC.
She knows that. She's a smart chick. Yeah.
It's like, ciao, Bella.
Yeah.
So we have to try to talk to our representatives as much as we can about
the phones are busy.
The reality that sex work is real work. And
their mail is full.
Mm. Yeah, that's the problem.
Can you imagine?
Well, we have to try. We always
have to try. Right. We try.
You know, you can't be sure that you're going to win. And sometimes you do have to surrender. But you always have to try. To
surrender brings out the woman in my soul.
You think surrender is womanly?
Yes, the thing is very sweet. It's very nice.
Maybe.
Guys are stunky and they got their hood. Guys are almost like apes.
Yeah, but like Germany and Japan were smart to surrender when they lost the war.
Oh, absolutely.
They got a lot of bakshish for them.
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, right after the war, when I was a little kid, it was the big joke was, if you need money, you declare war on the United States.
And then you surrender.
Right.
Right.
And then you get a whole shitload of money.
Anyway, sometimes surrender is the right thing to do.
Right, absolutely.
And so, hearkening back to the name of this show before we say farewell.
And we're also going to give you some ads. So if you've had a hard-on of any kind, or an orgasm, or it got you thinking in some way, you know, you can donate. And you're going to hear our ads, because we didn't want to interrupt all of this highly, highly intellectual
and cultural discussion. Thank you, Dr. Susie.
FDR means fuck the rich.
Yeah. That feels so good.
Elon Musk, we know you enjoy getting fucked. So, you know.
Don't deny it.
It's better to be fucked than eaten.
Relax.
When you get eaten,
send us some
money.
There's
no more you. But if you just get fucked, you know, you might have a good time. Oh. So give up some money. We need more.
But if he has hemorrhoids, that's a little bit of a problem. The you know, the fucking and the thing.
Get fucked, I don't necessarily mean Max. Are you thinking of anal sex?
Oh.
I mean, I could. That's great. Pegging, hey. Okay. Let's do it. I wasn't thinking of that. But there's many ways to get fucked. And I'm sure we can come up with a way that you'll enjoy.
All right, they're opening the dining car.
We love you.
Let's hear that. Yeah, we love you. I love you. And whatever you are right now, I'm right next to you. I'm right in your fucking head, baby.
Oh, I feel you. I feel you in my head. I feel your head in my...
I love you, Dr. Susie. We could maybe have a sex or something.
Ride that train right through my tunnel, baby.
Great.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.